Last fall, the Barnes Foundation announced that 1 million visitors had viewed the Cezanne, Monet, and Van Gogh at its new Philadelphia home on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway. But the enriching impact of art isn't necessarily confined to a single space. Now WRTI's Meredith Duddleston finds out how the incomparable collection hopes to expand its rooted reach.
There's an old French expression, plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose. The more things change, the more they remain the same. An apt aphorism for the set ensembles of priceless art on the walls of the Barnes Foundation in Philadelphia, but off the mark in other important ways. New exhibitions, possibilities, and new faces populate the place.
There is really a kind of unique situation of combination of masterpieces, great works, great collections, and a lot of research which needs to be done, a lot of stories which need to be told.
And that's why Barnes' new chief curator, Sylvie Patry, moved to Philadelphia after spending a decade as chief curator of Impressionist and Post-Impressionist paintings at the Musée d'Orsay in Paris. How does the key overseer of a collection confined to home approach its illuminating potential?
When we do an exhibition here at the Barnes, it's really the only place when the gathering of the works would be able to happen. So we would try to work on this, and the idea is really to relate the exhibition programs to the collections. The idea is also to invite people to come in, especially scholars, to study, to publish a collection. So as we can't go out of the wall of the Barnes Foundation, we will try to bring people within the walls of the foundation.
And that should facilitate new findings, connections, and those stories that will reverberate beyond the confines of the incredible artwork.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.